The Return to Camp. In the morning, when Mr. Johnson came over and woke us, we told him about the night. He laughed for half an hour. The loss of one of his cameras did not seem to worry him. He said that our experience was worth it if the picture of the first lion was good. Of course, the plate in the smashed camera was ruined, but the one in the other was all right. He and Mrs. Johnson had heard the lions roaring and growling over on our bait, but they had never suspected there were seven. When we returned to camp, we were all very sleepy, so after breakfast we lay down for a while, but we were soon up again. Mrs. Johnson, active and energetic as usual, spent the morning out hunting for lions with her native guide. She was not going to shoot, but just find them for picture-making. In the meantime, Mr. Johnson developed the picture made the night before. About the middle of the morning, he called us over to where he was developing. He let out a whoop, and we came running. We found that there was nothing the matter. He just wanted us to see the proof of the picture we had made. We had been afraid that the lion was not in the right position, but when we saw the picture, we were satisfied. We had caught the lion broadside, standing over the zebra, a good likeness of the king of beasts himself.